Hey, you're listening to The Morning Show with Aaron, and I'm just getting control of the mouse here because that's important. On the line, I've got Phil Shea from out. You're probably on Pond Road at the moment, are you, Phil?
Not right at this moment. I'm somewhere else, but yeah.
Getting out there.
I'm going back there shortly.
Yeah, so are you the local president at the Kurrioi Sheepdog Trial Club?
I am, yeah.
You are? And today we've got, today and tomorrow, we've got an event happening out Pond Road. Do you just want to tell us a little bit about what that is?
Well, it's a sheepdog trial. Competitors running. There's four different events run on three courses.
Yep.
There's heading dogs, eye dogs, which are non-barking dogs, which the competitor sends a dog around the sheep and they pull the sheep back towards them.
Is it like like when I was a kid, I remember watching sheepdog trials on TV.
Like dog show. Yeah. One of the courses. Oh, yeah, two of the courses. They had not exactly the same, but pretty well the short head where they drag them through a series of obstacles, a set of hurdles down between some cones, and then try and put them in the yard at the end.
Okay.
And the hunterway's the same. They bark. Chase three sheep up a hill with the hunterway barking dog.
Okay, and so what's the extra stuff that we might not have seen before?
You're testing my memory on the dog show.
Okay, fair enough. Tell us about something that you're doing that we haven't talked about yet anyway.
There is a long head, which is just it's a longer. Where the sheep are further away and the competitor sends his dog up a long hill and basically tries to get them in a nice line, run around the outside of them without disturbing the sheep and pulls them back. Straight a line as they can down to a ring.
Okay.
And then they have a chain wide ring and they try and bring everything to a stop there in front of the judge.
Okay. And what is the zigzag hunt?
Zigzag hunt. You got the straight hunt and the zigzag hunt. The zigzag hunt, they go through a set of three flags which are set up in a slight zigzag course.
Yeah.
So the object is to get them between basically from the centre of one set of flags to the centre of the next set of flags and then to the centre of the top set of flags.
Okay, and I remember from the dog show that they often had some quite stroppy sheep. Have you endeavoured to find some stroppy sheep to make life difficult for the competitors?
Yeah, we only go for the stroppiest sheep. To be quite honest, the heading sheep have been worked so to try and calm them down a bit to make it all a bit easier on everyone.
Right, okay. Okay.
So they've been chased around for three nights, I think.
Okay, and you've got that's what's been happening. So it's quite a bit of preparation that goes into organising an event like this.
We've spent the last 2 days setting everything up, basically, and like I said, working the sheep before that, and just the general phone work and organising before that.
Okay, and as well as being the president, are you a competitor as well?
I do. Okay, yeah, I only do it, Luke. I only do this trial now. I don't travel out and about. We've got three or four competitors that do other trials.
Okay.
Part of the Waikato Centre. There's about 11 or 12 clubs in the Waikato Centre, and there's it's a New Zealand wide. There's like seven centres in the North Island, so many in the South Island, roughly.
Okay. So there's a bit of a circuit for some farmers to get on.
Yeah. They're basically trying. It's not about a money thing because there's not much money and prize money in it. It's about accumulating qualifying points to attend the North Island and the South Island, and the New Zealand Championships, actually, is what they aim for.
Okay. This is a sport that, I must admit, has escaped my attention for a while, but it sounds like I read the press release, and it sounds like, will you tell us, how long has there been the local club out here?
I think it started in 1957 out here.
Okay. There you go.
There's a lot of clubs that are a lot older than that. There's clubs that have been going for 100 years and things like that. But.
Okay. And you've been, how long have you been the president?
Long enough.
Long. Or are you looking for a succession plan here?
Yeah. Oh, I've been 24 or 25 years or something.
Okay, right. And you, I guess some farmers are having to give up their farms for this event as well, are they?
Yeah, we've got three different landowners. Yeah, it takes up a fair bit of land by the time you've got the courses, and then you have need somewhere to hold the excess sheep. Spread over 2 days, we try to use different sheep on both days, so they've got to live somewhere as well.
Okay.
During the thing, so yeah, there's Terry and Ann Wright and
okay.
Andrew Rooks and what they at Ponds Road here and Sarah McKinley.
Okay, Well, that's awesome that, everyone's kind of helping out. What time does it get underway?
Well, it's underway now.
All right. Oh, you farmers are so early on everything.
Yeah, not all of us. starts at half past seven, the heating events will.
Okay.
The hunts don't generally, they're a bit more laid back. They don't get there till them. They mightn't start till 10 o'clock.
Okay.
Today looks a bit quiet on the entry front because of the weather, probably. So tomorrow may be busier.
Okay. And are there other events going all day through the today and tomorrow?
Yeah. As long as there's dogs there to run, once they start, they will just go continuously, basically. One after the other, like you get 12, 14 minutes or something to complete.
Okay.
Complete your turn. You don't. Most people don't take that amount of time. It all blows apart, or they finish before then. One of the two.
Okay. So if people want to see it, they can just rock up any time and catch the action that's going on at that moment.
Yeah. You have to move around a bit. The bases. I think it's 143 or something, Pond Road or thereabouts.
Yep. 143, yeah.
Wilshire there, or 156, I can't actually remember which number I've got here. But the courses are not right at the base, so you'll have to walk or drive to the courses. But yeah, you can get pointed in the right direction if you just turn up and ask.
Right, yeah, once you get down Pond Road, I imagine you'll start to see a little bit of action somewhere.
Pond Road ain't very long, so it's not hard to find.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a marquee set up there at the moment, so that'll give it away.
Okay, awesome. Well, and Phil, has this gone on every year since 1957? Is this how it kind of works?
Well, basically, the last couple of years we've had COVID, and last year because of the drought we pulled the pin on them, actually.
Right, okay.
Basically, every year.
Every year. Hey, well, thank you heaps for talking to us this morning, and I hope a few people get out and check it out. It's a fairly unique, truly New Zealand kind of event, I think. Well, I imagine they do this in Australia as well, but you know what I mean.
It's
a pretty unique event. So, yeah, thanks for your time, and I hope you have a good weekend.
No worries. Cheers. Thank you.
All right, folks, that was Phil Shea there, the president of the Karioi Sheepdog Trial Club, having their sheepdog trials today and tomorrow. It's already underway because they start everything early on the farms. And, you can just turn up any time. 143 Pond Road is the address. That's just off Tomato Road if you don't know where Pond Road is. And... follow the sounds of the dogs barking, I imagine, once you pull up.